Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And because we come to you on digital formats, we ask you to share this information freely. And also, too, we need you to do it consistently because we need the sound of marching feet to stand up to the Bolshevik communists who have overrun our government. Well, we have a great show for you today. And the guest name is Dr. Elbaz, and she's absolutely fantastic. And you're going to really like listening to her because she's going to tell you how to travel safely through the holidays. She's also going to tell you how you can reverse the damage done to you by vaccines before it's too late. Oh, there are protocols that you can engage in, but basically focusing around the well-publicized, at least in the alternative media, the spike protein. And the spike protein really does a lot of damage, and it does it over like a time release period. Sometimes the effects are immediate, and sometimes they're incubated. So we're going to talk about that and what you can do, and more dangers that we've learned about from vaccines. And the good doctor is going to definitely fill us in on that information. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And let me just say this very quickly. Noble Gold can save your retirement because the banks are indeed failing. Noble Gold can save your deposits by diversifying you. Now, they really do good work with your retirement. I love what they do because they'll take your 401ks and IRAs that Biden is destroying because of the bond market and the treasury situation. And Biden is just like a one-man wrecking crew. So why let your savings on this continue to erode? Your retirement can't be replaced. So Noble Gold can teach you how to pull it out and put it under your control and also back it with gold that's held its value for 6,000 years. You go, wow, that's really good. It is really good. I am a customer of Noble Gold. That's why I can give this warning a good conscience. The Federal Trade Commission wants me to tell you that all investments are inherently risky, and that past performance can't be confused with future performance. And like I said, I've been working with Noble Gold in terms of being a customer for 5 years. I've been advertising for them for a total of 6 years, and the experience has been super. They can help you. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says the banks can take your money. Don't give them the chance. Let Noble Gold help you. I want to send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll rush it out to you. Then you can call the number 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Let's go to the show, and let's learn how to travel safely through the holidays and how to counter vaccine effects with the good doctor. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here in the guest segment of The Common Sense Show. Thank you for joining us. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we have a terrific guest for us today. First time visitor to The Common Sense Show, Dr. Hadara Elbaz. And she is going to talk to us about traveling in the holidays. And then we're going to end up on that forbidden topic, but not forbidden here, on vaccines. And I don't think we can say too much about it because I had John Moore say this to me about a year ago. John said, Dave, you know, this is the biggest crime in history. And I stopped and thought for a second and I said, yeah, the Holocaust was absolutely horrible. Mao Zedong was absolutely horrible, but I think this affects more people. So I'm really glad to get into this. Dr. Hadara, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you on for the first time. And I've heard so many just great things about you. But I'd like for you, before we start, just to, so the audience knows they're talking to a real professional, tell them a little bit about your background.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here, Dave. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So actually, my background, I'm from Israel originally, and I did serve in the Israeli military, Israeli Air Force for a couple of years. And then I went on to nursing school in New York City. And then holistic medicine. But to really make this short story longer a little bit, my background was, you know, while I was in the military, I got vaccinated with the military vaccines and I got really, really sick. Of course, no one has ever associated it with it, but as the time went on, it kept dragging and I was fine during the military after being a little sick, but I couldn't really figure it out. But later on, I got really sick where I literally slept, you know, 15 hours a day. and couldn't function. I've always been an athlete, always been a runner, a swimmer, gym, all that stuff. So even with that, nothing felt good. I felt so exhausted. I was completely swollen. My lymphs were enlarged. My spleen was enlarged. I had a splenomegaly. Actually, my lymphs were completely blocked back then, and I didn't even know that. And I was just not well. And I went to every single doctor back in Israel, and everyone was like, 2 minutes of their time only with me. Here's a pill. Here's a pill. Not really digging in to know and to find out what is really going on. So I remained, you know, unwell until I found out about holistic medicine, acupuncture and nutrition and the whole thing, and really started being treated with holistic medicine. And that really changed my life. So when I moved to New York City and I went to nursing school, because I've always wanted to be in medicine, I wanted to be a doctor, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I started with nursing and thinking, you know, this is my calling possibly. But as I went on to that, I realized that wasn't my calling. Then I went to pre-med and acupuncture school and Chinese medicine and got my doctorate. Part of my PhD was learning about vaccines and their dangers and their adjuvants, what's in them, because I got so sick in nursing school also from a couple of vaccines. And that's really what turned my red light on. And I said, there's something not right here. I have to dig deeper because I'm not well and I'm not getting better. Even though I thought I was, every time I'm getting vaccinated, I'm getting sicker and sicker. Something is not right. So obviously that was the last time I ever had a shot, and researching and detoxing. And so my background has really been in private practice and today detoxing from toxins, from heavy metals, you know, educating people about vaccines, their toxins, their adjuvants, why not to get them, childhood vaccines and any vaccine. And really just, you know, doing the whole holistic approach of root cause medicine, looking at what is really making people unwell from the root cause, not just masking symptoms. And that's what I do today. And I'm working with the wellness company as their director of functional medicine, and loving it and helping them.
Okay, well, that's quite a background. And it's interesting to me how many people I meet who are on this side of the fence trying to tell the truth that's being suppressed, that have had negative experiences and they've turned them into employment opportunities. For me, it was Senator John McCain and his merry band of globalists that tried to steal my land and 300 of my neighbors so they could put an international highway through without paying us for it. And eventually that led me to being behind the microphone because I used to be a college basketball coach and a professor. So, you know, I had no intention of ever doing this. And as I got into this, I saw how much is wrong. And what you're into is, I think, probably one of the top three threats, if not the top threat, that's facing humanity. But one of the things I want to talk to you about, I'm traveling in the holidays, and I know that you're giving out advice to people who are traveling. So would you share a little bit of that with my audience, please?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, make sure you strengthen your immune system naturally, right? Mm-hmm. We are bombarded with toxins anyways, and we're surrounded by people who are vaccinated, not just a COVID jab, the gene therapy, and we'll talk about that, but also regular flu vaccines and other vaccines, right? And unfortunately, vaccines shed, and you are getting affected by someone who is vaccinated, who is around you. So number one, protect your immune system, and you can do so by taking certain supplements such as zinc, vitamin C, glutathione, NAC, which is N-acetyl-L-cysteine, what else? Immune mushrooms. There's so many other supplements that you can take. Vitamin D, of course, to help your immune system and your gut health. Make sure you take care of your gut microbiome, which also holds 70-80% of your immune system. Also, what I recommend is the wellness company has the spike support formula, which is great for anyone who had the COVID vaccine and also for someone who hasn't had the COVID vaccine and would like to protect themselves from the shedding of those who are vaccinated who are around them. So I urge everyone to get on our spike support formula. I don't know if you have a link, if you're an affiliate, but I have a link and I can share either way, but we have a great support, spike support. And otherwise also make sure you are getting 8-9 hours of sleep every night, right? Because if you're not sleeping, you're not healing, and you're actually destroying your immune system. So you got to make sure you're sleeping, make sure you exercise, get outside, get your sunshine. So do the things that are important for your immune system. When you are traveling also, I always carry a natural hand sanitizer made with essential oils with me. I'm a stickler like that, so I always sanitize everything, the seat belt, the seats, the whole, everything. That's what I do. And so I always, clean, just make sure my area is at least clean. I also use essential oils like peppermint and cedarwood and ylang ylang, just other all kinds of essential oils to also help, and on guard to help kind of fight any bacteria in the area, but also protect myself and make everything smell good, but also avoid, the scents or whatever other people are shedding or smelling or whatever.
I'm smiling because I get these lectures at home from my wife.
I love
The same things. I mean, the
it.
exact same thing. Clean, when you go to the gym, honey, make sure you clean the machines before you use them. I mean,
Exactly.
that kind of thing. That's fascinating.
She's smart.
Yeah, I get, yeah, the wisdom. I wanted to ask you about shedding. You brought that up, and I want to back up just a second. I didn't know, but I kind of assumed that shedding was unique to the COVID vaccines to enhance the spreading, but are you saying that shedding is apparent and present in other vaccines as well too?
100%, because when you are getting a live or a dead virus, mostly dead virus or any viruses in vaccines, they are shedding. So back when I used to have a practice in San Diego, I used to have patients come in after the flu shot and I used to get run down. And I said, "Did you just get a shot or something? Because I didn't feel when you left." And 100%, each one has gotten a vaccine of some sort and have been around people who are vaccinated. They definitely shed the viruses on you. Aerosol, any kind of airborne bacteria or virus will be shed, and they are, they can be contagious for 3 weeks at a time or so. So I always tell them, if you're coming to see me, please do not get vaccinated. And if you are vaccinated, do not come to see me for a few weeks. Sorry, not sorry. I'd like to protect myself. And I love when people are like, "Oh, I'm protecting myself and everyone else. Why aren't you vaccinated?" If you are so protected, why are you worried what I am doing if I'm not vaccinated? I am
Exactly.
not
Yeah.
shedding on them
There's the
anything.
flaw in the logic for making vaccines mandatory. If you've
Right.
had yours, you have nothing to worry about for me.
Exactly. There's zero common sense in that, right?
Yeah, I know. But common sense gets censored, literally and figuratively, my show and your ideas.
Exactly.
When you're traveling, like you're at the airport, okay, so can you give some tips on how to travel safely as you go to the airport?
Sure. So I go with pre-TSA. So I don't stand in a regular line. I don't have those regular, checks. I just throw my stuff on there. I don't take my shoes on and I just go. I always wash my hands as soon as I'm done with, the security either way. And I always get myself a bottle of water. And I use my essential oils, right? Try to stay away from sugar in general, because that will also weaken your immune system and will make you more prone to getting sicker. If you can have a snack, have a your healthy snack, bring a snack. I don't recommend airport food necessarily either. A lot of it has seed oils and just fried in bad oils that are toxic and inflammatory, right? Bring your own snack or have a salad or have something healthy or have, whatever healthy, but I don't recommend much of airport food. And if you have to eat it, again, it's either bring your own snack or have something that's healthy, not fried. Stay away from the bad oils. Stay away from the bad sugar. I'm always very vigilant because I'm from Israel, so I've learned to be very vigilant of my surroundings. So
Yes.
no matter where you are, for your safety, always be vigilant. Always just watch your surroundings, because even if you are at the airport, you just don't know, right? There could be, you just don't know. So always be vigilant. That's another thing. So use your sanitizer for cleanliness. Use your own, buy some water, avoid sugar, relax, enjoy your trip wherever you're traveling. I know the Thanksgiving holiday is coming up and there's going to be a lot of people traveling. I was supposed to travel, but I canceled my trip and I'm just going to stay local for that holiday because too many people and I just want to avoid any delays and any being stuck in the airport. So one more thing I always do when I travel, it's kind of weird, but I always try and surround myself with white light for the energy, right? And just imagine that everything is going smooth and I'm only inviting good energies, because some people can be very negative and flights can be delayed. So I'm always trying to be on that vortex of a high vibration energy where everything is going to go smooth and I'm just going to visualize it and things will be okay. That's just me. Sounds a little out there, but it can work. But yeah, just be vigilant, be careful, clean your area, use your sanitizer, avoid, sugar and seed oils. What else? Take your supplements, take your spike support for sure.
Let me ask you this
oil.
Before we get away from this point. When you talked about the white light, some people are going to go, oh, that sounds kind of odd. I've never heard that. But I'd like to ask, is that related to frequencies?
Yeah, it's all about energy, right? Life
Yes.
is about energy. We have chi or life force that we can't see it, but we feel it. We are made of blood and chi and energy, right? It's all about energy. So I always like to think about the law of attraction too, right? If you are a negative person, if you are angry all the time, you're going to attract that to your life. People who are angry, always something bad happens to them, or they are attracting negative things. But if you are a positive person, if you are kind to others, if you are kind to yourself, right? Number one, kind to yourself, and then you're kind to others. If you meditate daily, you raise your vibration. You have that good energy vibration. Energy, life is all about vibration. You can think of something. You can create your reality with your thoughts, right? Also. But if you think constant negative things, you're going to attract it. If you think and see positive things and beautiful things and beautiful people and love and kindness, that's what you are going to attract. So white light is just a thing that I've always done for protection. You can call it blue light, white light, whatever light you like. You can call Jesus, you can call Moses, you can, whomever. Or you can just visualize whatever makes you feel good. That shall be. And
well,
yeah.
Your idea is in good company, because Einstein once said, the future of medicine is in frequency.
I love that.
And I do some work with a lady named Dr. Sherry Edwards, and she can take voice imprint and break down the frequency. It's all done by a computer algorithm she developed. And she found in me two conditions I had as a child that I outgrew and never have had any problems since. And she said, you've had this and this. And I said, well, how do you know that? She goes, from your voice. The computer told me. And she was right on the money. And she can look at intentionality. She can look at emotions, and she isolates it by frequency. That's why I asked the question when you said white light, because she and I've had that discussion about various lighting arrangements. And I know some of the early mind control experiments going back to the 60s worked on frequency modulation in the brain. So that's very interesting that you talked about the white light. Now, some people will say, Dave, that sounds new agey. No, actually, it's science now.
Right. It's physics, too.
Yes. Yeah, it is physics.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
It is.
Right.
That's fascinating. Well, I'd like to really focus a lot on vaccines because there's a new push coming, obviously, because we know now the vaccines have a shelf life and they only last so long. What have you found about the shelf life of vaccines? And let's go from that way and then blend into the notion that they're coming at us again.
Well, I'm not really sure about the shelf life of vaccines. You mean once you inject it in your body, or?
You have to get so many boosters every so often to maintain the effect.
Yeah. Are we talking about the COVID one or a regular vaccine?
COVID.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the COVID vaccine. It's not a vaccine, number one, right? It's a gene therapy. The spike protein is made to alter your gene. It's not made to just be stuck. And like they said, oh, it's just going to be in your arm. That's it. No, it actually goes to every organ, attaches to it, and can destroy the organ. We've seen so many heart issues, myocarditis, strokes, clots, microclots, so many issues, and turbo cancers arising from the vaccine. Of course, they will not admit it, but many people know by now that this is what's causing it. So this vaccine, I wouldn't even say it has any shelf. I don't even know if it has a shelf life. I just think it destroys your body, and I recommend anyone and everyone avoiding it. If you did have it, detox, right? Detoxing on a regular basis and detox from the spike. You have to dissolve that spike. This is why we have our spike support, which I highly recommend. It has nattokinase and green tea, dandelion green, black sativa, black cumin seed, and other botanicals in there to really help synergistically help your body dissolve the blood clots. Plus, we're adding turmeric and bromelain, and that really helps dissolve the clot, the spike protein, and help with microclots and stuff. So I urge everyone not to get that shot. And if they did use that spike support, detox with every other way you can, like saunas, sweat, take your chlorophyll, take your zeolite and other heavy metals detox that I do as well for patients. But removing and reducing that spike from your body is key. Unfortunately, that vaccine is extremely fatal and detrimental.
Well, I know that you probably have protocols. In fact, I know you do. How long do the protocols take for most people to get the spike protein out of their system?
Yeah, I mean, I recommend at least 3 months, 3 to 6 months to do it, at least. Even if you're not vaccinated, I take it every day because I'm surrounded by people who are, and I've been traveling and we're always exposed. So I want to protect myself. So I always recommend any protocol, minimum 3 to 6 months. See how you feel. You can always do blood tests to see what's your platelet like or like what's going on internally. What is your inflammatory markers? What are they showing? But I recommend minimum 3 to 6 months for any protocol.
Do you think the vaccines, from your perspective, do they alter DNA? And have you thought about a reason why someone might want to do that?
Every vaccine alters your DNA. Unfortunately, regular vaccines are also made with aborted fetus cells and other canine kidney cells and, monkey and all kinds of cells that are not from human and from human. So you're getting other animals and humans' DNA in your body. I think this is why we're seeing so many more people are confused about their genders these days, right? And they're so confused and they're so messed up in the head. I also read an article that the COVID vaccine is causing more schizophrenia, bipolar, and other mental issues. For sure, it alters everything in your body. It definitely messes you up if you are. Some people are not really affected by it, but most people are, and they don't even know it. It's definitely causing a lot of inflammation and a lot of DNA alteration and mental problems for sure.
I'm a therapist by training, and I taught psychology for decades. And what I'm observing anecdotally, and now some of the research is bearing this out, is people seem to have a free-floating anxiety of extreme anger. Do you think the vaccines are at least somewhat of a causal factor in this?
100%, definitely. I'm seeing more people are being angry for sure. Drivers are angry. They don't even know what they're doing while they're driving.
Yes,
People are
exactly.
confused. People are sad. They're anxious. People are getting on more Ritalin and Adderall medications for ADHD and more anxiety medications. People have no idea what's going on and what's changed. We know what's changed. But there's certainly a rise in that.
Yeah, and you mentioned ADHD, and we're not going to go down that path, but I always mention this when I hear it. Parents, don't medicate your kids. Ask them what their favorite activity is mentally. Like, can they play a video game for a half hour? And if they can, they don't have ADHD because they show they can have focus, concentration. It's a matter of choice. And I
Exactly.
always put that out when I hear ADHD. I mean,
Sure.
even the American Pediatric Association, it was like 20 years ago, came out and said, we're overprescribing Ritalin by 600%. I said, no, it's 1,000%, but at least that's progress in the right direction. Well, going back to the alteration that people are having, if you don't take action to mitigate the spike protein, do the effects ever dissipate on their own, or are they permanent?
That is a good question, and there's a lot of research out there and a lot of unknown out there. Some say that it can dissipate within 6 months, some say it's longer. We haven't had it that long to really, really know, but I feel like you really need to help your body to prevent the clots and prevent further damage to your organs. So I wouldn't just sit there and say, okay, another day goes by, let's hope that it's melted or gone or dissipated, or I would help your body. You always want to help your body detox, number one. Especially from that spike.
That is, I think that's very, very, very telling advice. Have you found to any kind of evidence to indicate there were different vaccine effects depending on the batch that was distributed to a particular area?
Yeah, we do know that some people who've had the vaccines had zero side effects, still don't, and some people had immediate side effects or down the road side effects. So, and they have said certain batches are the more poisonous one, I guess, or Some of them are placebo. I know in Israel, I believe they gave a lot of placebo. I pray to God that really that's what happened. But some are placebo, some are the bad batches, some are more neutral. But I feel like any of these vaccines, if it's not a placebo, are still harmful. And so I would still take a precaution, even if you think you're fine. Anyone who gets a vaccine is not okay. Like it still affects your body in unknown ways, different ways than others, but yeah.
And you would include things like the pneumonia vaccine in this, the flu
Which
vaccine.
is the dumbest thing, right? The dumbest pneumonia vaccine. You're going to give yourself a pneumonia if you get that vaccine. Flu vaccines, any of these vaccines, I would detox if you have had it. I would avoid them like a plague. I would just run and not get it. Again, strengthening the immune system. You cannot find a jab or a vaccine loaded with toxins to actually help your body strengthen the immune system. It actually kills your gut microbiome. It kills your immune system. It lowers your immunity. Vaccinations are not immunizations. That's what they get wrong. It doesn't strengthen your immunity. You know, they're saying immunize, immunize. It's not immunizing you. It's just de-immunizing you.
You know, I can speak to this a little bit because you're getting into the area of what they call desensitization, you know, the immunization against a pathogen. And I took allergy shots as a kid and it continued and I mindlessly went along with it until I was in my early adulthood. And I just said, they don't seem to be working. I'm still having the same symptoms. And the person that was giving me the injection, she said, well, some people do think it's voodoo and there's not a lot of medical proof for this. And I'm thinking, why the heck am I taking this? And that was the last one of those I ever took. And then I started on natural protocols and I had really good results with that. So that's why I want to, it's not just the vaccine industry. It's a lot of other areas too. The allergy shots are a total waste of time. And if desensitization does not work, then why would they continue to do such a thing? And go on this false narrative that you can be desensitized by injecting you to what's coming your way.
Yeah, I mean, with the vaccines, we know it's big pharma and money, right?
That's
That's how they
true.
make money. They are pushing it because that's how they made their billions, trillions of dollars, right? And the more you get it, the more you'll need medications for the side effects, and the more you'll need more vaccines for the other side effects, or so they think. But you're really just poisoning yourself to stay away from that, and you won't need anything. When it comes to allergy shots, you know, I'm a big proponent of strengthening your gut health for allergies as well. And if you are a fresh, you know, if you're a parent and you're expecting children, make sure you breastfeed them. That will really, really help. And avoid vaccines because research shows that kids who are not vaccinated have no food allergies, no problems, no health issues whatsoever, versus those who are vaccinated. The more vaccinated you are, the more food allergies and allergies in general you'll develop. Because the vaccines will lead to that. They have, you know, they're made with peanuts. They're made with so many other issues and allergens that it will just weaken your immunity and will weaken everything. What's the point? So just avoid it. As a new parent, I'm telling everyone, I'm not a new parent, but for people who are expecting, you know, avoid the vaccines, read some books, read, you know, Dr. Sears, the vaccine book, read, Neil Miller, you know, vaccines, are they really safe and effective? Read, educate yourself about what is in vaccines, how are they made, what are the benefits, what are the not, you know, what are the risks? And you'll find zero benefits and many benefits of not getting them because you're actually really helping your body fight naturally, which is what you want. You want the kids to go play in the grass, in the mud, eat whatever, be outside, get exposed to real germs. Don't put them in a bubble where they're not exposed. And this is why I use natural sanitizer, not the one that's like super bad for you, but only natural stuff. So I'm still exposed all the time, but I'm at least using essential oils to help my sake of sanity.
I had two questions along those lines. What essential oils? Because I know there's a lot of choices out there. Let's start with that one. What essential oils do you recommend people use?
Well, I mean, right now I use doTERRA. I've used them for a long time. There are other good companies out there, like Young Living and other companies. But At home, I diffuse lemongrass, which is a great antimicrobial, antiviral, great for your air, great sanitizing the air and just nice scent. I use peppermint oil. I use lavender oil. I use
Okay.
cloves. So I use a combination of different oils, in my home, on my body. I don't use perfumes. I use oils.
Okay. Lavender, I've had some exposure. I told my wife uses essential oil, so I have had a lot of exposure to lavender. And I find that when I enter the room and it's in a, like a mister, and I feel very relaxed, no matter how tense I feel when I come in. Is that a desired effect of something like lavender?
Exactly. So essential oils, olfactory, when you're smelling stuff, it's going to make you feel either horrible, like I want to run, or it's going to make you really relaxed. Lavender is one of those calming oils. That's why when you go to spas, they're using lavender here, or they're using eucalyptus oils. They're very relaxing. Lavender is great for animals too, because it's great to relax them and help them just chill. So that's every oil has a different function. That's why we can use them. I use lemon oil for cleaning my house too. Lemongrass as well. Lime oil. I use all kinds of oils in my home and my drinks and my food and my body, So.
And do you think the reason that the public is not being educated on this is because it doesn't make big pharma money?
100%. It
Okay.
doesn't make them any money. It actually drains them, because if we're using that and we're healthy, we don't need to use them.
I used to treat people who would have hypertension, and it was psychologically based. And they wanted to come in and they wanted me to refer them to a psychiatrist so they could get medicated. And I would say, well, before we go there and you're not severe, let's try these mitigations, exercise. Okay. And we worked with various therapeutic approaches like RET, reframing the stress and so forth. And we had more success doing that. And then we started experimenting with some diet protocols. And you mentioned sugar, right on the money. I said that. And now I've been reading. If you avoid sugar, you can kill cancer if it's present in your system. Is that true?
Yeah, sugar feeds cancer and it feeds diseases for sure. It weakens your immune system too. So when your immune system is weak, you're more prone to disease. And sugar feeds cancer. When you cut out sugar and you become more alkaline, also there's the pH, alkaline acidity, that really helps prevent disease and helps heal and reverse disease.
And you mentioned too the importance of exercise. Now, I know exercise from a psychological standpoint, you get a dopamine and endorphin burst, which lifts your mood. And but are there other effects that you would tell people about related to what we're talking about, why they don't need vaccines and why exercise can help them in regard to that defense?
Of course. So again, exercise will also help your immune system. It moves your body, moves your chi, moves your blood, moves stagnations, moves your liver, right? Your liver, if you're not moving, you're stagnant, you're stuck. That's going to make you angrier. That's going to make you unhappy. That's going to weaken your immune system further. Exercise obviously has a great effect on the brain. Brain chemicals, endorphins, BDNF, which is a brain, sorry, brain derivative nootropic factors, right? So great releasing for all the happy hormones and happy neurotransmitters, which, we want to have that for increasing our immune system as well. You don't need to be vaccinated. Exercise will also help you sleep better, right? And when you're exposed to sunshine, especially first thing in the morning and during the day, that down the road during the day can create more of the effects of building your serotonin and melatonin at night. So it helps you sleep. When you're sleeping, your immune system is stronger. There's so many benefits to exercise, obviously cardiovascular, lungs, which also helps, of course, the immune system, cleansing your lungs. We want to make sure we work our lungs. We work our, remove our liver qi. We remove our, obviously our kidney, every organ, lymphatic system. Helps move and drain lymphatics. So there's so many different benefits for exercise, except for just looking good and feeling good. There are other benefits, and longevity, right? So anti-aging, so many benefits for exercising and zero benefits for vaccines.
Well, no, I agree with that. Zero benefits, actually contraindicated,
Exactly.
more than zero, negative. And honestly, too, I stopped the vaccination protocols with my son. This was before I was really knowledgeable on this and had any idea. But when it came into the MMR and I started reading some data on this, and I'm in, and we had, I thought, a good pediatrician. He was with us from the time of delivery. And I told him about my concerns with MMR. And he said, that's not in the mainstream of thinking. I go, but it's in the mainstream of research. And I pulled out a piece of paper I brought. I said, I'd like you to read these articles here on MMR. And then I found out, as I researched, his practice was being paid by the vaccine industry.
Of course.
And so I'm saying that not to storytell, but I want people to know that a lot of your doctors have financial motives to treat you the way they're treating you. And they don't always have your best interest at heart. They truly don't.
They're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for a full practice that's vaccinated with the childhood vaccines. That's their incentives. So they have blood on their hands when they're vaccinated their children that either later have SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, right? Or are getting autism or are getting other, you know, diseases. I just saw a few days ago, a 15 months baby, little girl died after getting her routine vaccines right after that. It's a shame. Do your research. Like, parents need to do research. I can't stress that enough. MMR is one of the most dangerous vaccines. It's not a healthy one. There are so many benefits for not getting it. I had MMR as a child, and immediately after I got mumps, I had rubella. I had all these diseases, which then prevents you from other cancers and other things. There is so much research about, and I'm looking here to see even what I can bring to you about MMR and how there's so many benefits of not getting it because you can actually prevent yourself from getting diseases. Let me see. But there's so much research out there, but the ingredients in there just by themselves are extremely harmful. I mean, the common side effects, right? As we know, you know, lymphatic swellings, obviously diarrhea, headaches, fainting, death, obviously, so many other problems, but there's so many benefits of not getting it.
Yeah, this is what needs to be said. And you know what this parallels, and this is really outside our domain of discussion, but GMOs. We go down the vaccine path, I said, been there, done that, GMOs. And the GMOs are effective in this country because they're not required to print on the labels that they're GMOs. When they did this in Europe, they printed the labels, the consumption dropped by over a third of GMO foods. And the vaccines, their answer to not labeling is not informing. There's no implied consent. There's nothing there with it. I mean, it's such malpractice. And then to make matters worse, I believe they're going to try to make it mandatory. And I don't know if your organization goes into the political part, but I'm very concerned about what Biden did with the World Health Organization when he got elected. He illegally constructed a treaty, and it didn't go through the Senate like it's required by our laws with a 2/3 approval vote. He just signed an agreement. And if he declares an emergency, the World Health Organization could make all vaccines mandatory.
Which is awful.
Has your organization looked at this?
They look at a lot of stuff for sure. I'm not sure if they look just at that, but they look at everything, and we are definitely political too. Biden needs to go. He needs to be impeached. He needs to really go. He's done just nothing but damage to this country and the world. We need a Republican president and someone with common sense and someone who, my body, my choice, nothing needs to ever be mandatory. It's my body. I will decide what's good for me and what gets injected or not and what gets put in my body. So he has been nothing but a disaster. Yeah.
Well, our days of disseminating this information could be coming to a close. On my show, I've been covering the various legislations that are going in about public dissemination of things that the powers that be don't want, and the censorship rules that are coming, like the ones that Australia just adopted, Canada's adopted. I had a Canadian on to talk about that. And they're beginning to show up here, Biden's proposals. They will prevent people like you and me from being on the internet if they get their way. I mean, we're talking internet banning. We're not talking about content banning on social media platforms. I'm talking about you can't go on the internet.
Which will destroy the entire world. You can't function these days without going on the internet. Everything is run by internet.
Yeah. Well, that's why they want to do CBDC. They want total control so they can continue to do the things they want to do, which is inject everyone until you
Yeah,
die. You
I
know,
know. Robots,
have you
right?
looked at mobile? Let me go there because I this is a really interesting point. I talked to Dr. Anna Mihacik. I interviewed her, and she talks about the bots that are present from the vaccines. Have you looked at that?
Bots, as in humans
Bots,
becoming
bots.
like more,
No, you inject and
or
there's artificial properties that become like what we call bots, and they can serve a number of functions. I mean, you could track the person because they emit a frequency. They can erode a certain function within the body over time. It's like a delayed attack on the immune system. Has your organization looked at the possibility of bots and what they're doing?
I don't think so, to be honest. I don't think so. Maybe they have, and I don't know, but I don't think so. Not yet, at least.
Okay.
And if they have, then I'm not aware of it. But,
And I'm not enough of an expert on that to even comment. I do know it's part of a court case in Costa Rica right now being heard by their Supreme Court.
oh, wow.
And I was shocked. She sent me a bunch of material on this and I was reading through it. And I said, if they rule positively, the world's going to come down on Costa Rica because they're going to basically try to outlaw, they're trying to outlaw vaccines. And actually, that's what we need to be doing too. Have you found evidence that vaccines target certain populations? Here's why I asked the question. We have a tremendous amount of young athletes that have just dropped dead after taking vaccines.
Yeah, sadly, unfortunately, we've seen so many young athletes just drop dead, and even young children now who are getting vaccines who are just suddenly getting a heart attack. That should not be normalized. That is not normal. And they know the vaccine causes myocarditis and causes clots. We know that. We've also seen in young males, a lot of times in vaccines in general, blacks have more, are more sensitive to vaccines and should never take that. Anyone with a genetic mutation like MTHFR, and excuse my language, we call that the motherfucker gene mutation because it is a real motherfucker mutation that messes you up. When someone has a SNP and they have a gene mutation like that, MTHFR, they cannot detox properly. They can't methylate and detox properly. And so anything you put in their body, especially vaccine, can really, really harm them. So a lot of people have that genetic mutation and they're not even aware. A lot of athletes have it and they're not even aware of it. And so if they get a vaccine, they can drop dead and they don't even know why. That can be one of those. MTHFR can lead to higher levels of homocysteine, which is, an inflammatory marker, which leads to cardiovascular disease, right? It can lead to other higher levels of CRP, C-reactive protein, which is another inflammatory marker. It can lead to so many other problems. And if you don't detox regularly, and if you don't take care of yourself, and if you do vaccinate, that could be fatal and detrimental. So that could be a thing with a lot of athletes that we've seen drop dead. Who knows? But blood clots is certainly, what's going on with these vaccines and myocarditis and other problems. So
And there's so much evidence. I don't know how they can continue to counter it and get
I
people
know.
to do it, except the mainstream media will and social media will immediately censor you. I know a guy in Canada who did an interview on the vaccine industry like 5 years ago, and YouTube just banned him for an interview that was 5 years old. So they're so protective of
Yeah.
this.
It's
Have
sad.
you stepped back and took a 30,000 foot view? Besides making money, they could make money by giving people healthy things. Why are they trying to destroy humanity? And that's the only conclusion I can reach.
Yeah.
Have you thought
Right.
about that?
So yeah, and I've looked into it too. So I don't know if you remember seeing this video, but a year or so before COVID pandemic, Dr. Bill Gates, and I call him doctor because he thinks he's the doctor of the world who can change the world and inject people and travel the world and give people vaccines and create all kinds of laws and rules on this planet. Dr. Gates can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Sorry, I hope no one really hears that, but I hope they do. He said in a TEDx talk how the world has too many people and we need to depopulate, and vaccines are one great way to do it. He literally said that. And of course, this video has been banned over and over again and been removed, but he physically said that.
I know he did.
And he
I
always
know.
has, I don't know if you remember that, he always has that smirk on his face, that evil look on his face when he talks about how vaccines can depopulate, or how, you know, when he talks about things, he always has that evil smirk. Can't stand that man. He's not a good person. Anyways, so their goal is to depopulate. It's too much of the world population. I don't know why you want to depopulate. Go kill yourself. Like, go away. Go disappear. Don't kill others, right? Don't hurt others. It's not okay. If you have a problem, go. So that's what I say about Dr. Gates. He needs to go, him and Fauci and all these evil people who led to this, created this lab man-made, COVID, you know, virus, so-called pandemic. So that is their agenda. Tell me what you think, but that is what I've researched. That is what I've seen from day one. I never fell in that trap of put your mask on. It's going to be only 2 weeks. I knew it was going to be something longer. I knew they're going to create some kind of a vaccine that, by the way, vaccines cannot be made so quickly. We know it's not a real vaccine. So.
Yeah, I used to teach research methodology to graduate students working on their dissertation, and we used medical modeling. And the medical model is not being followed. This latest set of vaccines they've come out with, I'm sure you know this, they tested it on 8 laboratory animals, no humans. And I'm thinking, these people wouldn't even get to my midterm exam in my course. And this is science. But here's the problem we have. I've taught freshman level 101 research methodology, and these young people come to us, they know nothing about the process. They might have had some exposure to what an independent variable is, and that's about as far as it goes. And the general public just doesn't know that this is non-science. I mean, this is no science at all that they're giving. And the warp speed. Do you remember, like, years ago, we'd hear about a promising therapy? Oh, but it's 10 years out because they've got to test it so many ways and so many times on so many populations, and they got to look at the long-term effects. And Operation Warp Speed is Operation Warp Death.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm hoping people that hear and watch this broadcast, I'm hoping that they'll take the time and listen to what people are saying, real doctors. And I never thought I'd see a time either where, I know Tom Renz, he was first attorney for the frontline doctors. And Tom told me about all the stories that were going on, how the credentials were being attacked by medical professionals with long histories of success, because they said, this isn't scientific what you're doing. And then the whole system came after him. See, I really believe they're going to make this absolutely mandatory at
I
some
pray
point.
not. I pray not. Let's send a good vibe out there. And I hope they actually recall this vaccine. How many times did they say they need to recall it and they're still pushing it? I don't get it.
Well, I know did you see where the FDA came out and said that the vaccines had problems?
Of course. And they
Yeah,
admitted it.
so
Pfizer
and
admitted
you're
it.
leaving this on the market?
Yeah.
How do we stop it?
Speak up. Avoid it.
Well, some of what we're doing here, yeah, I
Say
agree.
no, right? Don't obey. Disobey.
How many nurses and doctors have lost their careers by
A
saying
lot,
no?
right? A
I
lot of
know.
people.
There was a hospital in Prescott, Arizona, and I spoke to that community up there. And I probably had 70 nurses, 100 nurses in attendance, and most of them lost their jobs because they wouldn't take the vaccine. And I asked them, I said, how is it that you came to the decision not to do this for what you trained your entire adult life for? And they told me almost universally, because in our education, we learned about what constituted safe medicine, and this is anything but safe.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So your organization, tell me a little bit about it. And besides, you do the protocols to get rid of the spike protein.
Yeah, really quick. TWC, the wellness company. We have telemedicine, telehealth, right? So we can help people all around. We have great medical emergency kits and COVID emergency kit, which I urge people to get it. I can send you links for that if you'd like. These kits have ivermectin and azithromycin and Z-Pak and nebulizer. So two different kits, with ivermectin in both kits. Great for emergency, great for days like pandemic where you can't go see a doctor or you can't reach ivermectin anymore. Or you're out of stock of stuff. So good to be prepared. We also have other supplements and just we are all about, education, educating the public and free speech and freedom and, no vaccines and educating people and helping them heal from the side effects of that.
I think that's just fantastic. Well, tell people how they can find your organization.
Sure. So TWC.health is the main website. And if you want TWC.health/Hadar, Hadar, that's how you can purchase stuff and add the word Hadar and get a discount. Again, unless you have one. But TWC.health/Hadar and then use my name Hadar for discount. You can buy the medical kits. You can buy everything on there if you look on the website and you can also book appointments. Soon enough, we'll have our telemedicine with me and
Okay.
other holistic doctors. I have my own private practice online telemedicine, but very soon we'll have telemedicine with the wellness company as well.
So are you able to go across state lines? You're based in New
Yeah,
York, is that
50
right?
states. I'm in Florida, but I have
Florida.
my license in California in all 50 states.
Okay, I did not know that you could do that. Okay, I think that's terrific. What kind of political pressure are you got to be getting a lot of political pressure.
From, in general, from whom you mean?
From regulatory agencies, AMA, CDC, are you having trouble with them in terms of interfering in what you do?
I mean, censoring, sure, they always try to censor everything we say and everything we do, but we keep finding ways to kind of avoid it as much as possible. We're
Well,
not going to
you found
step
my
down
show,
and there you go.
but what I'm saying is, have they come in and tried to attack your protocols and say, you can't do this?
Thankfully, no, and I hope they never do.
It's interesting. And I suppose the biggest concern I have is what you said earlier about my body, my choice. We're going to lose that if we're not careful.
That's why we have to speak up and we have to also not obey. And we just have to speak up and be in charge because if more people are saying no, they have no choice. And that's where we gotta have politicians who are lobbying and who are, or actually politicians who are against that and are pro freedom. That's why we have to choose and vote red, not blue, red, because that will help you get more freedom. And hopefully they are more in line with what we think, but I believe they are. And if most people are in line, then we have a voice.
You told us you were from Israel. Do the people in Israel face the same type of challenges that the people in America are facing with regard to
Worse.
medical freedom? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in Israel during COVID, everybody was forced to be vaccinated or else you can't go here, you can't go there. It was horrible, horrible. I was so against it. Of course, I'm here, but my family is there. So it was definitely a fight. Some people still didn't give in, thankfully. Some people have because they had no choice. They couldn't travel. They couldn't go to the store. They couldn't go to restaurants. It was horrible. It was like we had a Holocaust. We have one again now, but that was bad. That was really bad. That really ticked me and pissed me off, boiled my blood to be right.
I
In some
know. I
sense.
made a couple of Jewish people mad at me because I said that the vaccine industry is engaged in the second Holocaust. And I tried to tell them, I said, I'm not minimizing what happened in the past. I said, I'm very clear on my beliefs on that. But I said that this is now history repeating itself in a different form. The concentration camps are the medical offices now. And that's why I'm glad there's organizations like yours. Well, Dr. Hadar, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Likewise.
You're truly a delight and you're so knowledgeable. And I hope to my audience, please, because we're on a lot of digital formats with our archives, please share this far and wide. People need to be informed because they have the right to say no.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, I educate a lot of stuff there. And my handler is dr.hadarsofia. So it's dr.hadarsophia. Hadarsofia.
Okay.
And dr. Doctor, yeah, Dr. Hadarsofia.
Well, I believe you have my email, and if you want to send me some of those
Yeah,
links, I'll be
I
happy
will
to post them,
definitely.
okay? All right.
Absolutely.
Well,
Thank you
thank you
so
for
much.
thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, thank you.